Zoe Life Foundation, Austin Sparks edited Life Mundi, The Path to Faith by the Spirit, Part 16, Spiritual Food in the Desert. When Jacob saw that there was food in Egypt, he said to his sons, "Why are you looking at each other?" And he said, "Behold, I have heard that there are provisions in Egypt. Go down there, and buy from there for us, so that we can live, and not die." And Joseph's 10 brothers went down to buy wheat in Egypt. But Jacob did not send Benjamin, Joseph's brother, with his brothers, because he said, "Lest some disaster befall him." The children of Israel came to buy among those who came, because there was famine in the land of Canaan. And Joseph was the lord of the land, who sold to all the people of the land, and Joseph's brothers came and bowed down to him face to the ground. And Joseph, when he saw his brothers, he knew them, but he pretended not to know them, and spoke harshly to them. And he told them, "Where did you come from?" They replied, "From the land of Canaan, to buy food." Genesis 42, 1-7. Let's look at Paul regarding spiritual nourishment, and Christ, in the days of his flesh, offering prayers and supplications with great cry and tears. The one who could deliver him from death, he was heard because of his reverent fear, and although he was a son, he learned obedience through what he suffered. And having been perfected, he became the author of eternal salvation for all who obey him. And he was declared by God a high priest according to the order of Melchizedek. About this we have a lot to say, and difficult to explain, because you have been slow to hear. Because after having been teachers for so long, you need to be taught again what are the first rudiments of God's words. And you have become such that you need milk, and not solid food. And everyone who partakes of milk is inexperienced in the word of justice, because he is a child, but solid food is for those who have reached maturity, for those who by use have their senses exercised in the discernment of good and evil. And the merchants of the earth weep and lament over it, because no one buys their merchandise anymore, merchandise of gold, silver, precious stones, pearls, fine linen, purple, silk, scarlet, all fragrant wood. Of all objects of ivory, of all objects of precious wood, copper, iron and marble, and cinnamon, aromatic spices, incense, myrrh, olibanum, wine, oil, flour, wheat, beasts, sheep, horses and chariots, and slaves, and souls of men. This month will be the beginning of the months, for you this will be the first in the months of the year. Speak to the whole congregation of Israel, saying, on the 10th of this month, each of you should take a lamb. According to the parents' families. One lamb per family. But if the family is so small that it is not enough to eat the lamb, then he and his immediate neighbor will take one according to the number of people. According to the eating of each man, you will make the account on the lamb. The animal will be without defect, 1 year old male. And you shall keep it until the 14th day of this month, and the whole congregation of the people of Israel shall slaughter it between the two afternoons. And they shall take of the blood, and put it on the two posts and on the lintels of the houses where they are to eat it. And that night they shall eat the meat roasted over the fire, and unleavened bread, with bitter herbs they will eat it. You shall not eat anything raw or cooked in water, but roasted over a fire, its head with its feet and its entrails. You will not leave him until morning, and what remains until morning you will burn in the fire. And you shall eat it thus, girded your loins, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and you shall eat it in haste, it is Jehovah's Passover. Behold the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. Jesus the Christ. Glory.